You're listening to Bit Radio, home of Mike and Mort the Robot Model 6583, here on The Bit.
Hello, you're listening to Bit Radio. Today is April 15th, 2075. How's it going, guys? I just want to say I had a great morning this morning. I'm feeling chipper today. I just woke up, you know, I went and got coffee and I had good customer service. And good customer service is not what you think it is. It's not what everybody wants you to think it is. It's not being always chipper and upbeat. It's about responding to the customer. You don't want to be cold. You don't want to feel like you're alone in this world, but I don't want to be greeted right away. I don't want to be, you know, treated like there's a little formula they have to talk to me and offering me things as if I've broken into some secret.
Can you talk quieter? You're like so loud.
Are you saying I'm peaking? I'm looking at my levels.
No, you're just like bombs. They're like bombs going off in the studio. Can you just talk quieter?
This is a personal preference thing? Or are you trying to take it a direction with the podcast?
Just starting off, quieter. Just imagine your mouth just smaller.
Everything okay there, Mort?
I am ridiculously hungover.
Why? Why? As a robot, I wouldn't think that you would...
That's where you're wrong! I wanted to understand more of the human condition, so I experienced bar life. And I was going shot for shot with a very elderly cocktail waitress, and she must have been drinking water or something, because she was putting them down, and I was under the table.
Was she actually engaging with you and saying...
Quieter. Oh, my God. That is so loud.
So was she taking shots with you? Was she looking at you and saying...
Smaller in the mouth. They just imagine smaller words.
That's not how...
Imagine less vowels.
Is this better?
Oh, my God. It's like you're getting louder.
I can't get much... I can't.
You're going to have to try, because this is not going to work.
So was the waitress engaging you? Was she actually looking at you and saying,
"Oh my God"? What part of quieter? Don't you quieter?
I can get much softer.
We'll get mucher softer.
I can talk this slow. I don't know how much. At a certain point, the viewer needs to hear us.
So I will call the FCC on you. They will come down here and they will silence everything. They will.
I don't really think people's understanding of the FCC is...
Well, F is really... clearly for... Frowl... Fucking quieter.
Well, yeah, FCC, so not... They mostly monitor the use of actual radio waves.
Well, your waves are really loud. You've got huge waves, and they're extremely loud.
I still need to... I can be this quiet. I don't know how much quieter... We can be. I don't know what I can talk about at this volume. This isn't really a volume that works for my radio personality. It kind of sounds like I'm hiding from someone.
You're hiding from the loud.
Okay. Great. You're listening to Bit Radio. We'll be back in just a second. Hello. This is Mike here for a very serious moment on Bit Radio. Flem Flenderson is here from Food Incorporated. Flem, you have a message you wanted to tell to the people.
Yes, Mike. We here at Food Corp would like to deeply apologize for any food malfunctions happening in the...
I'm gonna stop you right there. I don't remember why I wanted to stop you. Sorry, keep talking.
We apologize for any food malfunctions and anybody who... Well, we here at Food Inc., we like to think that we make...
You know, if I could have a second to speak here. Just if you let me speak for 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Can't get a word in edgewise. What I think... You know what? Did it again. Sorry, you can continue.
So at Food Inc., we like to think that we serve the best food quality in the galaxy, and we would like to just apologize to anybody who had Pop rocks burst their capillaries.
Yes. You did not really understand the meaning of the candy, as I understand it.
The meaning of the candy
was not exploding candy. That was not what people were enjoying about it.
Well, I just think that exploding is a strong word.
Obviously,
I would use
what word would you?
Expanding.
Quickly.
Quickly.
I have a dictionary here. If you could read for me the definition of explosion, a quick expansion.
There's no need to go vulgar.
Okay. Listen, can you explain the structural integrity of your tacos on other planets?
The structural integrity of our tacos.
Did you do any gravity tests?
Beef.
Okay.
That we use in
100% beef,
show.
But I'm on the moon with your 100% beef taco. All of a sudden, I got shredded lettuce floating all over in this stratosphere. How do you explain that? Then I go on Saturn, crushed taco, instantly crushed. Get it out of the bag, it's crushed.
We here at Food Inc. like to think that our food is the best in the galaxy. And the fact that you're
Could I let you get a word in with you? Let you speak, please. Please, if you could let you speak. Go
we
on.
We here at Food Inc.
Not you, yourself. What about the
I am Food Inc.
That's
we here at Food Inc.
What about the burger toothpicks? How can you explain the tragedy that's come out of these toothpicks? You're on Venus and you take out the burger, the toothpick, the gravity pulls that toothpick right through a young boy's knee.
Well, how do you know the young boy's knee?
Because I saw it, and right at the top of it was a little green plastic saran wrap. He was nailed to the floor, and on the top of his kneecap was that little plastic stuff.
But that little boy was an illegal immigrant.
That's possible. And he may not have been trained
in
how to use
burgers. So
we here
at Food Inc.
Yeah.
Like to think that our food is the best in the galaxy.
That's fine. That's fine. But did you do any gravity tests on your food?
The gravity tests were all done under the supervision of Food Inc. researchers who we hold to the utmost highest regard
in regards. One or two? Could you answer the question?
I have no comment.
One or two regards.
I have no comment.
The highest two regards. We will have our researchers will get on that. Is there anything else? I mean, the lives lost, the meatballs, the pesto. Oh, God, the pesto.
I have one thing to say about the pesto. Hey, look, there's just one thing I want to say about the pesto. Our pesto is the besto. Our pesto is the besto. And I stand by that.
Yeah.
Food Inc.
We are. You think that your food is the best.
There is no you in me. That is me, is you.
Yes.
We are Food Inc. Mm-hmm. And our pesto is the besto. And I will not have these allegations floating all throughout the universe saying that it distends your stomach to your feet. Mm-hmm.
Well,
when eating on Mars.
On certain planets, yeah, it does do that specifically.
No, our pesto is the besto, and it beats all the resto.
To all those families suffering and grieving, the pesto is the besto and beats all the resto.
Okay, we are back on Bit Radio. I'm Mike. I'm here with Mort the robot, who's hungover.
Are you a fireman?
Excuse me?
Are you a fireman? Do you save people from burning buildings?
No, I don't.
Then why on earth are you being as loud as you are? You should only be that loud if you are saving a small child from flaming peril. At least the 19th story, nothing below. That's the only reason why you should be shouting as loud as you are.
I don't know how to talk much
quieter. Oh no! Help me, Mr. Fireman! Help me! I'm little Carol Ann! I'm burning in a building! I need you to save me!
Is that what you think I am right now? Is that what you think I am? Am I a small child in a flaming room that you have to save? Is that what you want?
Mort, what are the sponsors for today? Are you all right to do that?
The sponsors today are microphones. Okay. They make the noises come.
No, that's not one of our sponsors.
Well, we're also being sponsored by tables. They hold you up while you're putting them down.
Are you just looking for stuff in the room and saying...
No, these are the new sponsors that I got in an email that I got, and we're sponsored by cups. They hold the things that you want to drink down.
Okay.
We're sponsored by erasers. Right, we're sponsored by erasers. If you make a mistake, they white it out. Not to be confused with the company White Out.
Now, in your world, there's no brand for those erasers. It's just like for the Council for Meat. It's just we're being sponsored by
It's sponsored by Green Pointy Erasers. That's the brand name. They really wanted to specify their point.
Okay.
In the green, because green, they found through test studies.
And that's the brand name? I can find it there?
Yeah, if you Wikipedia it
What makes their erasers great? Get ready for your bluff to be called.
Well, the green was proven to erase better on white paper because it's a non-primary color against another non-primary color, and that creates negative everything. So it erases better than, say, a primary color would if you have, like, a red eraser. Or an orange bullshit eraser, because those are just... Also, points help, because you file them down, making the flatter ones, so that's giving more erasability. We're sponsored by green pointy erasers, because fuck orange erasers.
That's their catchphrase?
That's their catchphrase. Fuck orange erasers.
Okay, great. Here are the sponsors for today. Today's sponsor really is, Mort, horse wedding rings. How do you get a ring on a horse? How do you marry a horse?
Its paw.
On its hoof, yeah. Well, or Zetzmann's horse wedding rings. They specialize in either filing the horse's hoof to look like a finger, putting it on the bottom of the shoe, putting it right up the arm like a weird ring. If you need to marry a horse, Zetzmann's. Zetzmann's, it's time to pop the question and lift that hoof. And stamp 3 times for yes, and 4 times for I love you.
And 5 times for we're canceling your sponsorship, because they're a useless product.
Mort, you cannot say that on the radio.
Well, this...
They are a sponsor of the show.
I said it at a lower frequency, so you can't hear the... But we're canning them. The Zetzmann's is there.
This is not at a lower frequency. This is on air.
Well, we'll edit it in post or something.
There's no post. Live radio.
Well, I mean, Zetzmann's, hey, this is Mort the Robot, you're canned. Your product is completely useless and doesn't actually aid us.
Zetzmann's is not canned. Let me just say, Zetzmann's, for a bale of happiness, go to Zetzmann's. No! Zetzmann's, horse engagement rings.
For the fired, because you're canned.
Hi there, you're listening to Bit Radio. Back on the program is Katie, or Ogugugu, from Like We Used to Live, giving us tips on how to live like our healthier primitive selves. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Mike. You got me cooking over here.
Oh, yeah? What can you cook that makes you like our primitive selves?
Well, today I am frying up some dirt. Can you smell that?
No, we're on the phone, Katie.
A very good smell, yes.
Why dirt?
A lot of ancient food was covered in dirt because they had no way of cleaning it, and we lack that in our diets because it is delicious. Sorry. The flavors are just... Nope. So delicious. Delicious.
Do you need some water?
Yes, hold on.
Is the water just dirt, Katie?
Yes, of course. That's a nutrient.
Thanks for talking to us today, Katie.
This is Hit Radio. I'm Mort. Today's sponsors were tables, cups, green pointy erasers. Not Zespins, because they're canned. Oh, I could really use some coffee. Yeah, well, I want coffee. Well, maybe I understand the smell now. Okay, I mean, it's part of the human condition, so I want coffee. I don't get it, but right now it smells good. Don't tell me how to live my life. Thanks, Mom. Oh, God, Mom. I could have been a dancer. I could have been a Rock'em Sock'em robot. That's what you always wanted from me, Mom. This has been Bit Radio. I might just need some water. Next week's episode might be sponsored by water. If you get me water. Then all the sponsorships, water. It could be Schleckman's water, it could be Tony's water, it could be Water's water. If you give me it, you'll get sponsored.